Hello, you're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist or our new podcast subscription, Economist Podcast Plus, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated 3 times a day. You'll also get access to the rest of our award-winning podcasts. If you're already a subscriber, visit economist.com/theworldinbrief. Or visit the Economist app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. Negotiators for Hamas left Cairo after a second day of peace talks with Israel. It seems unlikely that the mediation, brokered by Egypt and Qatar, will result in a permanent ceasefire in exchange for the return of Israeli hostages. Israel says it will only agree to a pause. While talks were underway on Sunday, Israel closed a crossing with Gaza after the Israeli armed forces claimed it had been hit by rockets fired from Rafah, a city in the south of the enclave. Israel's defense minister again threatened a major offensive on Rafah if no agreement was reached. Meanwhile, Israel's cabinet voted to suspend the local operations of Al Jazeera, a news agency based in Qatar, according to Israeli press reports. In April, Israel's parliament passed legislation allowing the temporary closure of foreign broadcasters whose coverage is deemed to threaten national security. Al Jazeera, which has been consistently critical of Israel's actions in Gaza, will have its operations in the country shut for 45 days. Narendra Modi, the Indian Prime Minister, held an enormous roadshow in Ayodhya in Uttar Pradesh as voting continued in the country's general election. It was his first visit to the city since inaugurating a new temple to the Hindu god Ram in January. Uttar Pradesh, in northern India, is a massive state that Mr. Modi is determined to win, including by stoking Hindu nationalism. Russia launched strikes on targets in eastern and southern Ukraine. At least 2 people were killed and several buildings damaged, according to local officials. Meanwhile, the Kremlin opened a criminal case against Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukraine's president. Russian state media reported that Mr. Zelensky was also added to a wanted list, but did not provide any more details. Some 10,000 Hungarians protested against Viktor Orban, the nationalist prime minister, at a rally organized by Peter Magyar, an opposition politician. The demonstration was held in Debrecen, an eastern town that has traditionally been a stronghold of Fidesz, the ruling party. European parliamentary elections and local elections in Hungary are both scheduled for June. More than 200 people died and at least 200,000 were displaced after flooding in Kenya, according to Kenyan officials. Weeks of torrential downpours are expected to worsen in May. Meanwhile, across the globe, floods necessitated the rescue or evacuation of hundreds of people in Texas, and left at least 55 people dead, with some 25,000 displaced, in the south of Brazil. An estimated 1.6 million people attended a Madonna concert in Brazil, the pop star's biggest ever gig. The free show took place on Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro. Demand was such that the city's international airport forecast 170 extra flights during the first week of May, while city officials have reckoned that the concert will add 293 million reals, $58 million, to the local economy. And figure of the day, 96%, America's current debt-to-GDP ratio.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
That's The World in Brief from The Economist. To access the full version of The World in Brief and the rest of our award-winning podcasts, please consider taking out a subscription to Economist Podcasts Plus. To get the best offer wherever you are in the world, go to economist.com/podcastsplus.